Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just a quick announcement. Tomorrow, Bert is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about the Carrington event and the similarities to spikes and surges on the grid and what you can do for yourself to protect yourself against those anomalies. Abnormalities in the electrical power system that everyone depends on. So that will be tomorrow. And also, Marty Barrett is she's a biologist. I've known her for decades, and she's going to talk about firsthand experience with students who have contracted COVID-19. At the top of the hour news, we just heard, Vice President Mike Pence just popped up and used the word kids. I despise the use of the word kids. Those are baby goats. I think he might have been referring to children. You know, humans. But he used the word kids. I don't know. In the world, there are about 251 recognized countries and territories. 213 of them have confirmed cases of COVID-19. It's 85%. Just wanted to mention that, so if you're wondering where it is, it's almost everywhere. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. And, Rick, you were mentioning you know of a nurse, and then we went into a commercial break. Please continue.
This nurse was in Afghanistan as a soldier. She acted as a nurse, worked in Afghanistan hospitals, and then when she left the military, came to New York and worked as a nurse in New York City and saw what was happening literally and did an interview with her cohort nurses, doctors she worked with, and took pictures. And 90% of the data that is being published by media is false. The virus is real, but they're taking senior citizens that do not test positive, they're negative, and they're stating that they're positive. They will take, if you go to the hospital in New York, they'll make sure you get the virus if you're over a certain age by putting you in as being observed to test for positive. Why? Well, one reason is they're paid $27,000 for every positive case that they find, and they're paid more if that person dies of it. Now, what's that going on? So at some point, a more intelligent person starts seeing this in different locations, including their own, and at some point, start to disbelieve what's going on and react negatively, which is not appropriate either, because that has been staged with intent to make you believe the virus isn't as dangerous as it appears, which, by the way, it isn't. But you can count on one being released, because if you don't think Wuhan and Soros that owns that, not Bill Gates, Gates funded Soros. Soros is the one you want to be focused on. Check him out on the internet and who he is in terms of already stating that in order to have a one-world government, there are too many people to control. That's creepy.
That's creepy.
It goes downhill from there because guess what? The figures that are being presented are so incorrect, on purpose, with intent and money, that many of you that are intelligent, looking for alternatives, will disbelieve and not use your mask, which is fine right now, but you can count on the fact they've already got a vaccine. Russia's sort of deploying it. If you don't think they don't have a second virus to go out there and whack off all of you that give the virus the finger, let me say this. You're being set up, and you need to keep your eyes open because the whole thing is not real. None of it. The virus itself is real. The pandemic aspect is not to get you to drop your guard. And when you drop your guard, that's how they reduce it. The second, by the way, shoe that's going to drop is the one they're threatening now with immunization and your retirement check to seniors, because they don't want old people that have a good education thinking about things, and they're going to summarily take a whole group of bikers out at Sergis just like that with a second virus. And you can believe that if that isn't true, something very similar probably is. And you can presume that just like the Pentagon, Kennedy, and 9/11. If you ask what's going on, the correct answer is yes, all of the above. Anything you can imagine is happening right now, and worse.
Okay, so, all right. So, Rick, why have we not responded to the communist Chinese as the destroyers of humanity, the destroyers of the economies around the world, the destroyers of productivity?
And everything that you use in your home right now that doesn't work anymore? Yeah. We have been attacked across the board in areas and ways none of us realize until now it's too late. National debt, everything in your home. I would say 70% of what's in your home, and you're a disseminator, is probably from China. And that's why it doesn't work.
Rick, I couldn't, like a
splitter I might get at Walmart. No, I don't want to get it from Walmart. I'll get it from Bi-Mart. No, wait. I'll get it from Fred Meyer. No, wait. I'll get it from an old hardware store that I used to trust and believe in. And I've got the choices here of one for $27 or one for $9. Which one am I going to get? They look like they're made the same way.
Rick, it's worse than that.
Yeah,
yes, I am a dissenter. The Chi-Coms, lie, cheat, steal, obfuscate.
Probably, if you're not careful.
Let me just share with this this little exclamation point with the class. The Chi-Coms produced sheetrock, wallboard, if you want to call it, and they used industrial waste in the wallboard, and it was shipped to the United States. It was sold. Lowe's said, "Oh no, we didn't do it. No, we didn't sell that stuff." Not true. Lowe's sold it. A bunch of stores sold it. It was used in the construction of stick-built homes and fabricated homes.
Diamond.
It's all over the United States, and it is toxic. It is so corrosive that if you want to know if you have this glass, it's real simple. Take off that outlet cover or that switch plate. Now make sure you don't electrocute yourself, okay? And you look at the bare copper wire in there. If it's corroded black, you probably have Chinese sheetrock in your walls, and it's corroding your lungs. Now, that's who these guys are. They make substandard products.
Yep.
I went to... You gotta give me a minute, Rick. I'm pretty,
I know,
pretty
I'm
flustered.
Sorry.
Well, just hang on. I went to, not at you. I'm frosted with these greedy business people. I went to Sam's Club, and I thought, how come they don't sell appliances anymore? Well, I clicked appliances. They sell them, and they're all from either Samsung or LG. I don't see anything that says any other brand other than the Asian imported appliances. That's Sam's Club. So these guys, you were thinking, are selecting the best products available for their membership who pay to become part of this store. We pay to become part of it because we think they're going to treat us right. And they don't. They lie. Sam's Club lies. How do they lie? They say, if you pay $100 for your membership, you'll get free shipping. Well, that's not always true. They have two prices, and you want to? I'll prove it to you. You go to Sam's Club and you type in spaghetti, and you look up Berea spaghetti, and you'll see that there's one price for in the store, and there's another price that's much higher as a percentage if you have it shipped. So the free shipping that Sam's Club says they have is a lie, okay? And they are supporting the Asian manufacturing industry for appliances. What's wrong with supporting America? Sam, you could, if you could hook up Sam Walton to an axle and hook that up to a gear, you could generate electricity with the speed that his body is turning over in his grave.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I don't like it. What's happening is that we're dropping our real guard because we're distracted with media. And I'm basically like nuclear power plants. What would happen if you turn the switch off on your computer?
I do. Rick, I do. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk about.
I know you do. I know you watch it. I know you understand what I'm trying to say. It's not possible, per se, because of the way it has creeped into every moment of our lives. By the way, just a tangent quickly, I have four red-headed woodpeckers. Two of them are the male and female and the two babies. And guess what? The male and female feed each other. They kiss each other by passing seed from one to the other as a gesture of love. That's why I love red-headed woodpeckers.
Well, love is good.
Julie wanted to know what happened to our squirrel. She thought it got hit by a predator. No, what it did is it found the orchard and is going after the fruit right now because it came and visited me yesterday just to let me know it was still alive.
Love is love is giving your wife, your spouse, your husband that bigger piece of chicken. You know the choicest one on the serving plate. That's love.
That's right. You always are trying to do the right thing, and it's different for each of us, and we're not wrong in our values. That's why we have the different religions, because religions are not absolutes. What they are is a place to seek fellowship and reinforcing a value you find important to you, like Christianity over Muslim. But Muslims, real Muslims, are way more devoted and are less hypocritical. What they do is because they have that strength in their religion, they also have the aberrance that comes with it, just like Christianity.
So, class, here's something very, really simple you can do. If you decide that you're going to be out and about in the stores, I'm talking about the big stores, ask for the manager and say, how come you don't sell American manufactured appliances? How come you're selling tires from China? How come you don't have pots and pans made in America? How come your shoes are from China? How come your clothes are from Asia? What's wrong with you? And you can say it in a nice, pleasant.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, I've got just a quick comment and a question. I know you've got some other things you'd like to discuss. I've said publicly that it's my belief that the Second American Civil War and the Second American Revolution have already started, and they will continue to get worse. In that light, I suggest that you get whatever tools you need for your own survival and your family's protection. I've said for months now, got 22s, I'm trying to tell you politely, get your ammunition. Get your firearms.
Okay. You know,
now,
yeah.
Now, if you want to get 22 ammunition, it's over 10 cents a shot. It used to be 6 months ago 4 cents a shot. Rick,
I need to say there are two other topics I was hoping to cover. We won't, but I'm going to mention them right now. The first is racism. I grew up in Seattle, and the Central District CD. Was the where everyone poor lived, and that was Garfield High School, and where Jimi Hendrix came out of. And in Seattle, until just recently, there was no such thing as racism. And Portland is not about that black that was killed anymore. And I've got absolute evidence, including Chicago, Minneapolis, and the rest of it. And the other thing I wanted to say is, because America has a lot of problems, there's a movement to get rid of it. And you don't get rid of something that is possibly the best thing that ever happened in world government in recording. recorded history is the American concepts of the Constitution and the way we live. And while it's flawed, you don't get rid of something, you fix it. You don't get rid of it. And why the different Democratic and Republican parties are doing what they're doing now, I am no longer either. I will not play this thing. When Pelosi, for example, disrespects Trump while he's giving a national address, that's what I call political incorrectness. Not kneeling at a football game and getting booed. Now, I have to say, the overreaction of everything is polarizing and fragmenting America, which, newsflash, is what the media, controlled by moguls, Soros, etc., and world domination for a one-world government. The reason that Russia is thriving right now, while Putin is a criminal, a KGB, etc., he's also the single most important leader in their world history, and his nationalism, and they do have anesthesia, which is different than Matt Stein and I doing our so-called sustainable lifeboats. And I always want everybody to remember it was Edgar Casey that said it will be the bear that saves America. Now, I don't have a clue what that all means. What I do know is I'm watching even myself trying to take sides, and that in itself is probably not appropriate if I truly want to maintain the values I believe in hold strongly. Just because something's flawed does not mean you get rid of it. You fix it. And that is another concept in marketing. I used to buy a television, and if it didn't work, you went and fixed it. You didn't get rid of it to buy another one like you do a computer today. How come? Because they're designed to fail. And that was the concept of a DeLorean. Now, I'm down to the grind. I need support on levels you can't even imagine because I am being taken out methodically because of my airing these voices. And the only reason I'm on the air right now, the only reason, is because I need to sell my books. If I didn't have to do that, I would have walked away and been a quiet Amish character or a Quaker up on top of a mountain living a very simple life like Vincent does.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A better-than-expected weekly jobless claims report just out from the Labor Department. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the pandemic began, down to a seasonally adjusted 963,000 or so. Senior economist at Bankrate, Mark Hamrick, says...
The total number of people on unemployment assistance is now down to about 28 million overall. We also saw continuing claims dropping on the week.
He was speaking on CBS News. State officials in Minnesota want all four cops in the George Floyd case to be tried together. Yesterday, the state filed a motion to combine all four cases into one trial instead of having four separate cases. Facebook says it's pulled down more than 7 million misleading COVID-19 posts from the site and Instagram in the year's second quarter. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says 59 Confederate monuments have been removed across the United States so far this year. That's compared to 16 that were removed in all of last year. A new report showing the impact that George Floyd's death had across the country. Floyd, of course, the unarmed black man who died while in Montgomery or in Minneapolis police custody back in May. His death sparked nationwide protests over social injustice and police brutality, which are continuing to this day. Last night, there were more violent clashes between rioters and police in Portland, Oregon. Democratic senators are rolling out what's being called a college athlete's bill of rights. They are led by Cory Booker of New Jersey and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, both Democrats. The comprehensive legislation aims to help college athletes in more ways than just making money from their names, images, and likenesses. The bill would create new safety and wellness standards if they change schools or withdraw from a national letter of intent. And for the first time ever, Graceland is hosting a drive-in. Viva Las Vegas will be shown tonight at the Elvis Presley Mansion in Memphis. A drive-in screening of the 68 Comeback Special will be held tomorrow night. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllanMiller.com, if you'd like to go to his website and purchase his books. Rick, Americans are concerned. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to go to stores. They don't want to go to the hospitals, the dentists. They don't want to take cash. They don't want to touch cash. They don't believe politicians. They don't believe the media. They distrust their neighbors. We are ripe for the taking. Any comments?
I'm going to quote something from Grace Thorne's website, a friend of mine. that is now acting as a Red Queen or bodyguard. Whenever anybody wants to work with me, before I'm even allowing to open my door, even get friendly, they have to go through a gauntlet now because I'm way too trusting. On her website, she posted this thing, quote, "When a president holding a Bible makes you angry, but a person setting fire to a church doesn't, then it might be time to look at what feeds your soul." Now, I'm going to say some things here. Portland is not real. And I have personal friends, not, you know, from the police or others, that took pictures showing people in uniform, military, changing costume in a car to be the ones that loot and riot and destroy in crowds that were otherwise peaceful protests. And the governor of my state, my daughter works directly for her, right under her. She's controller for the state and has worked under several governors. And they're all corrupt and have agendas. And to have complete disregard because the Democratic Party is going to absolutely lose. There's absolutely no way that Biden and his selection for vice president is going to fly. They are now, how can any political party condone riots that destroy businesses when businesses are already being under attack from global bullshit? And when I say that, I mean literally, this is not, none of this is real. The Wuhan virus did not escape. And if it did, why was it made in the first place? And why would Soros be running that whole thing with people like the Microsoft guy that would underwrite that kind of thing? What is going on? And what is this thing? I was in Mexico. When I went to Mexico, I had never seen 60 square miles of slum. That was Mexico City. And when I got to Puebla, I was in a gated community. The home I was in was over a $4 million home, gated in terms of the disparity between the local citizens that live there and the privileged. I've never seen that before. I've been to Mexico. I used to go to Mazatlan and places of that nature where I would look at churches and so on. But I never actually experienced it until I was a keynote speaker at a major symposium. Had, you know, several thousand people attend. It was a big deal. But the distinction between the privileged and the normal was unbelievable. And that's where America is going. And I'm Exhibit A. They have summarily, methodically taken me out. And right now, I absolutely recognize Gmail and Yahoo algorithms filtering my mail. I can't send anything to anybody with a Yahoo mail address anymore. And the criminal that came into my home moved me to Gmail, which I abhor just as bad, because both of them filter mail. When I send something to you, Vincent, it would take, when it go a ping on my side, you'd have it within, oh, got it, you know, 10 seconds. Now it can be up to an hour. How's that work? Is the internet that full and busy? No. It isn't. It's being filtered. And Facebook and YouTube are why I am now no longer doing live classes, and I'm going to be starting up again class 3, which I should have done back in May. Why? At every orifice I'm encountering something that doesn't work. I never, and I'm getting false reports. Like, I'll send something to somebody and it will say it went, and then 3 hours later, I'll get a, it didn't go after all. And yes, they got it, or no, they didn't get it. Which one is it? And when you realize that that's happening to me, those are algorithms. Because I did the first one with Project Paraphile in 1974 at Claremont. And I see how it has evolved and how it has entered into every single one's life, including radio, which is now not instantaneous anymore, with Radio Free America. Everything has delay in it now. Why is that?
I'll tell you why it has a delay in it. Hold it, hold it. Rick, listen to me. I'm furious with you. What's the matter with you? You say BS on my radio broadcast? That's why there's a delay. Have you lost your mind?
No, I haven't lost my mind. I am exactly experiencing what I do. And if it isn't you, then it's... And I'm not saying you, Vincent. I'm not angry. And
I'm furious with you, Rick.
I'm not being emotional now. What I'm trying to do is, Rick, tell you what I'm experiencing, like Mike Ma did.
You don't do that on this broadcast. Do you understand me?
No.
You don't understand? We don't curse on USA Prepares.
We don't?
No, we don't. Jason, throw him off the air right now, please.
What?
Get rid of Rick Miller right now. Right now. Rick, you're done. I've had it with you.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. I don't get it. I don't get it. All you had to do was keep it clean. You want to teach children.
No, I don't want to teach children. I want to have educational reform.
Rick, stop. Rick, please hang up. Please hang up. Thank you. It's not often I lose my temper. But, ladies and gentlemen, class, we have young minds in this class that are reaching to become better. We don't need to use profanity. Using profanity lowers the argument. Using profanity is not necessary. I've been ridiculed by another network because I will not allow profanity to be on the air. I won't allow it. You just heard it. You just heard my visceral reaction. Do you think that if your child were in the public training camp, that you would allow the use of profanity in the classroom by the teacher? Would you allow that? I wouldn't. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I hear broadcasters, I hear people who've been on the air for decades. They slip. They use profanity. Do you want to know why? Because that's part of their lexicon. That's what they're like in real life. And then they have an alternate persona. An alternate persona for public consumption. So we think that they're at one standard, and privately they're at another standard. If I had a child in the public training camp who was in a class with a teacher who used profanity, or if I were at an assembly and the principal introduced the students to the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and the friends and family, etc., and use profanity, I would be livid. That's not the standard that I'm willing to accept. I won't accept it on the air. You just heard the last of Dr. Richard Allen Miller. That was it. Over the years, I've been told we cannot have profanity on the air. We can't have it. We can't have it. We can't have it. That is why some broadcasts have to have a 7-second delay, because people use profanity on the air. They use language that some might call colorful. I'd call it vulgar. I will not tolerate it. If we lose listeners, if we lose students, if we lose instructors who say, oh, Vinny, you're just being an old prude. No, I'm not. I am maintaining the standards that I think are required to be in public. I think it is outrageous that politicians use the F word. I think it's outrageous that people in the public use the F word, act dry, actors and actresses. Who do they think they are? Do they think they're impressing us with their limited gutter vocabulary? Anytime a public person uses language, we call it foul language, we can call it vulgar language, anytime they use that, I discount their IQ. I discount their argument. I discount what they are trying to convince me of. I think that they are less than I thought they were before they used it. I'm sorry it has resulted to this. But I will not let it continue. We were one of the few programs on the radio, one of the very, very few nationally syndicated broadcast that did not have a delay because we didn't need it. Now we need it. I'm furious. I'm outraged. And I'm angry. I am. It's a good thing we're going into a break. It'll give me time to calm down. But that was the last of Rick Miller. I'm Vincent Finelli. I'm responsible for what I just...
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was hoping it wouldn't come to that. So, I had a long, long series of discussions over the last couple of months with Rick. And I explained to him that you cannot curse on the air, you cannot curse on the air, you cannot curse on the air. We will be thrown off the air. We have affiliates. There are FCC rules. You can't do it. You can't do it. Okay. And he does it. Frankly, I used to have to remind him before every broadcast, Rick, don't curse, okay? Rick, I'm not kidding. Don't curse, okay? That was the last straw. You heard for the first time what happens when an instructor violates the code of conduct, the code of decency that I demand here at USA Prepares. I'm the headmaster. I demand a code of conduct. I demand the truth. I demand integrity. I demand that no one use profanity on the air. It's getting hard to keep profanity off the air. You just heard something that was really awful. You just heard me fire somebody on the air. You just heard me lose another one of my friends. One of my close friends. You just heard it live. We're done. Now, some of you may say, well, hey, it's just a little, it's just words. And that's not the way I see it. I see it this way. I see it as we have a code of conduct. It's a reasonable code of conduct. And I see that person or persons flaunting that in my face, acting like my thoughts don't matter. And it's not like we have a disagreement. It's a code of conduct. Would you think that it's okay to use profanity to your commanding officer? Now, I'm not saying I'm the commanding officer, but do you think the military allows that? Do you think generals get cursed at? Would you curse at President Donald Trump? Do you think it would be okay? Do you think it's okay to use profanity in the household? How about mom? How about grandmother? How about grandmother using profanity? Is that okay? It's not okay with me. I declined to be the headmaster of Albert Schweitzer University because I had a moral conflict with what it said on the website. It said to the effect that, you know, we want to be inclusive. So no matter whether you're trans, bi, gay, straight, twisted, untwisted, flexible, inflexible, we love you. I have a problem with that. I have moral problems with that. So I distanced myself from Albert Schweitzer University. Yes, I told you the absolute truth. I am overwhelmed and I am trying to save the farm. That's what I'm trying to do. And for me, saving the farm means saving our house, our home. It just happens to be our business is our home. I don't have time to be engaged in other activities. I just don't. I only have time for my family, the farm, and this broadcast. That's it. I don't have any more time. I don't even have time for that. I was talking to the puppies last night. I was giving them a hug before putting them to bed. And I told them I love them, and I said, I really wish I had more time for you guys. I need to spend more time with you guys. Now, it's not that I don't spend time with them. I spend every moment I can with them and my family and the family business, which is the farm. I'm just limited by 24 hours a day. I'd love to hear what you had to have to say about what I said. I know I lost my temper. I know I was angry. But I don't apologize for it. Because to me, I was standing up for what's right and what's decent. And if you have any comments, I'd love to hear them. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. instructor@USAPrepares.com. Send them soon. I'd love to hear them. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. But Ricky's not coming back. And that's fine. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about what you can do to protect yourself from electromagnetic pulses and what's happening with the virus. I'm Vincent Finelli. I approve this message.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.